This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from Saturday's tsunami in Indonesia rose to 373 Monday, according to disaster management officials. Approximately 1,500 injuries have been reported and over 100 people are still missing. Simon Boxall, a principal teaching fellow at the University of Southampton's National Oceanography Center, says the tsunami that struck Indonesia on Saturday would have been difficult to anticipate.
The problem is it occurred during a high tide, a high spring tide, which means that the water levels were already very, very high. There was very little warning. It would have only taken about 10 minutes for the tsunami to hit the coast to the west. It took about an hour to hit it to the east, but even so, there's still very little time to get a warning out.
The Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency reported an eruption of the Krakatoa volcano about 9 p.m. Saturday local time. The tsunami struck a short time later. A Turkish official said Monday that U.S. President Trump has accepted Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's invitation to visit the country. Presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalins told reporters after a cabinet meeting that Mr. Trump wants to meet and take that trip in 2019. On CBS's Face the Nation, U.S. Senator Rand Paul says he is fine with pulling troops out of Syria and Afghanistan.
Even General Mattis said that there's no military solution to Syria, and he's also said there's no military solution to Afghanistan. How do you think our young soldiers feel? I have members of my family that are going over there soon. How do you think they feel being sent to Afghanistan when your generals are saying there's no military solution?
Comments come as major players in and around Syria have started positioning their forces as discussions get underway on how to proceed once U.S. forces vacate the country and their fight against the last remnants of the Islamic State terror group continues. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that there are private negotiations taking place to end the government shutdown here in the United States, but publicly, both sides continue to criticize one another.
Despite the holiday, President Trump tweeted he was all alone at the White House waiting for Democrats to make a deal on desperately needed border security. They issued a statement saying that the president is plunging the country into chaos by forcing a shutdown and now apparently not having a way to get out of it.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. U.S. stock markets fell sharply on Monday, with S&P 500 down more than 2% and the Dow off nearly 3%. President Trump is blaming the Federal Reserve for stock market declines and other economic problems. The exemption for ultra-Orthodox Jews from mandatory military service in Israel has long been a contentious debate. Now it appears to have collapsed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's political coalition, and the country is facing new elections in April. Matthew LaRotunda with Reuters.
Israel's government has announced that the country will hold early national elections in April because the political coalition that props up Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears to be collapsing. So the coalition has decided to dissolve parliament. It only held a fragile majority of a single seat in the first place. The issue that broke the alliance is a long-standing debate in Israel over whether ultra-Orthodox Jewish men should continue to be exempt from the mandatory two-year military service that other Israelis are subject to. Last year, Israel's Supreme Court struck down the existing exemption, saying that it was unconstitutional and ordered Parliament to make a new law.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Gunmen who raided a government building in the Afghan capital killed at least 43 people, mostly government employees, and wounded more than 20 others in a seven-hour standoff with police that ended Monday night. Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Ambulances raced to the scene as security forces worked to rescue more than 300 employees inside. Officials say three of the attackers were shot dead by police. Attacks on government offices are frequent in the area and often carried out by the Taliban, who are fighting to drive out foreign forces, topple the Western-backed government, and restore their version of hardline Islamic law. The 17-year-old war with the Taliban has seen both fighting and diplomacy intensify in recent months. On Thursday, an official said U.S. President Donald Trump was planning to pull out at least 5,000 of the 14,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, a day after Trump unexpectedly announced the withdrawal of special forces from Syria. The prospect of a U.S. drawdown has triggered widespread uncertainty in war-torn Afghanistan.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.